A brief book summary from Books at a Glance by Mark Baker. About the author. Paul House is a pastor theologian who has taught at Taylor University and Wheaton College, as well as his current institution, Beeson Divinity School. Overview of the book. Most Christians are at least generally familiar with the life of Dietrich Bonhoeffer and his major works, The Cost of Discipleship and Life Together. What is less known is that Bonhoeffer wrote these two works with his seminary in mind. Because of the tumultuous political climate in which he ministered, Bonhoeffer's tenure as seminary president was relatively brief. But his vision is one that we need to hear today. Preface. There is an increasing trend in seminaries and Bible college to move away from in-person instruction in favor of hybrid and online models. These institutions want to survive, and going online is a necessary evil, they say. Even when classes are held in person, oftentimes professors, while generally approachable, do not seek out opportunities to spend time with students. Bonhoeffer's vision for seminary was radically different from this approach. This book looks to Bonhoeffer, open quote, to try to discern his theology of seminary ministry and to consider if or how to apply his theology and practice to our current situation, close quote. Chapter 1. Bonhoeffer's Path to Seminary Ministry. One scholar observes that in the context of seminary training, Bonhoeffer was, open quote, confrontational and demanding in ecclesiastical matters, radically biblical, and rigorous in matters of piety, close quote. Bonhoeffer lived in an era where the church was beholden to the ideals of the state, and the ethics of the state were becoming increasingly upside down. Samuel Welt notes that, open quote, Bonhoeffer's most radical step was to become an educator. In setting up the seminary at Finkenwalde, Bonhoeffer trained students to learn to do what they could do for themselves, close quote. In short, the seminary existed for them to learn how to learn, which included the necessity of reading culture and knowing how to respond biblically and courageously. Bonhoeffer's seminary ministry only occurred from 1935 through 1940, but he wrote The Cost of Discipleship and Life Together during that time, in 37 and 39 respectively. Open quote. These works were presented to and written about seminary students, seminary supporters, and seminary alumni. Thus, it is right to examine them with that context in mind for our current situation's sake, close quote. Chapter 2. Bonhoeffer and His Seminaries. Bonhoeffer refused to let the world dictate how he would run his seminary or how he would teach. As a result, he did not have state funding, and he and his students had to endure less than ideal learning environments. Nevertheless, the students flourished, not because of a cushy environment, but because of the determination that so often comes from significant life disruption. During his career as seminary director and instructor, Bonhoeffer, open quote, did not simply lecture to his students. He took time to get to know many of them. He took walks and went on retreats with them, close quote. Upon his departure, he also urged the interim director to, open quote, take walks or otherwise spend as much time as possible together with the brothers, close quote. Bonhoeffer had high academic standards for his seminary. Bonhoeffer states that a student, open quote, should make it his duty to read a section of the New Testament and the Old Testament daily in the original language. The expectation is that by doing so, he will come to know the entire New Testament and important parts of the Old Testament in the original text, and will have worked through several texts with scholarly aids, concordances, dictionaries, and commentaries, close quote. Not only did Bonhoeffer demand rigorous study in primary text, but also in practical ministerial work. Each student was to apprentice a pastor who guides him in both prayer and practice. Bonhoeffer gives a fivefold description of his students. First, They took their studies extremely seriously, even as a matter of life and death. Second, they made great sacrifices to follow their convictions. Third, they had difficult living conditions. Fourth, they were willing to study with those who did not share their same convictions. Fifth, they, like all humans, faced struggles and temptations, including sexual temptation and the desire to have a normal life. Chapter 3. Ministers for the Visible Body of Christ. Even seminaries can experience drift. Therefore, they need to undergo periodical self-assessments. As previously stated, Bonhoeffer wrote The Cost of Discipleship with his seminary context in mind. Further, the work was originally titled Nachfolge, or Following, which, open quote, captured Bonhoeffer's intention. Christian life and ministry require following Jesus, whatever that means at any concrete moment, according to what the Bible teaches, close quote. Bonhoeffer rightly emphasizes the incarnational nature of ministry. He is present with his people. And in the same way, he argues that the church and the seminary should be visible. They should be witnesses for Christ, and they should be present with the people. Open quote. Since Christ's body is visible, his works will be visible. Close quote. In short, Bonhoeffer gives a strong call for, open quote, incarnational seminaries. Close quote. In today's climate, most seminaries are trying to survive, which means that as long as an applicant has the money and can produce the most basic of recommendation forms, the seminary will not turn anyone away. Most seminaries do not have entrance exams or prerequisites, which means that their degrees end up being college-level courses. Open quote. Rather than choosing and forming the best students, they use the typical American wasteful education for employment system of stockpiling as many people as possible, close quote. Some students even choose seminary as a way to discover a career path. But once they get their degree, they sometimes stay in ministry in order to stay gainfully employed, even when their hearts are not truly invested. In contrast, Bonhoeffer calls for both committed students and committed faculty. He wanted seminary applicants who were willing to follow Jesus' words from the Sermon on the Mount, not students who were excited to come to class in their pajamas. Though Bonhoeffer encouraged his faculty to read, write, and pursue scholarship, they did not write in order to become famous. They wrote to build up the church. Open quote. Faculty and students are the most precious assets a seminary has. If we choose them poorly, by selecting them in an unbiblical fashion, our work will flounder or fail. We must return to the Bible for our view of students and faculty, lest in treating them as commodities we find ourselves in a famine of the Word of God. Close quote. Chapter 4. A Visible Community of the Body of Christ. Bonhoeffer wrote Life Together in 4 weeks during a time of respite between tumultuous life circumstances. Chapter 1 of Life Together claims that the foundation of a seminary should be community. The other 4 chapters give details about what that community should look like. Bonhoeffer's idea of community starts with Christ. Open quote. We have one another only through Christ, but through Christ we really do have one another. We have one another completely and for all eternity. Close quote. Next, he contrasts retreats with daily life. Retreats are often charged with powerful spiritual emotion, which is not necessarily bad, but it comes bad when we think that daily life should have the same mountaintop experience. Emotion cannot be the guiding principle of community. Throughout Life Together, Bonhoeffer lays a detailed outline of the kind of praying, scripture reading, and congregational singing for seminary life. While some might call this legalism, Bonhoeffer states, open quote, the charge of legalism does not seem to me to fit at all. What is there legalistic in a Christian setting to work to learn what prayer is, and in spending his time, a good deal of his time, in this learning, close quote. Bonhoeffer certainly had a charismatic and magnetic personality. but he admirably did not want to produce spiritual clones of himself. Open quote. Bonhoeffer detested binding men to himself. Perhaps for that very reason, so many were drawn to him. Close quote. Chapter 5. Visible, Faithful Witness. Bonhoeffer's seminary stood against radical challenges to the Christian faith. The first was the Oath to Hitler controversy. All confessing Lutheran churches had to swear allegiance to Hitler. Bonhoeffer wrote a stern letter in disagreement of the decree in August 1938. The second challenge was the legalization controversy. Bonhoeffer seminary graduates were pressured to become legalized ministers, recognized by the confessing church. While Bonhoeffer had some relational influence on the alumni of his seminary, he did not have ultimate control over their decision, and some of his graduates did choose to become legalized. Bonhoeffer then had to show his disagreement with their decision, while helping others not grow in bitterness or resentment toward them for their decision. Throughout all these controversies, Bonhoeffer consistently looked to Scripture for solace. Around this time, he wrote an extensive commentary on Psalm 119. In this work, he encourages Bible readers to, open quote, read little and slowly in the Scriptures, and to wait until it has penetrated into us, than to know much about God's Word, but not to treasure it, close quote. Chapter 6, Life Together Today. The final chapter is a plea for incarnational seminaries, namely seminaries that prioritize in-person, discipleship-oriented education instead of pragmatic online options. Some might say that the letters of the New Testament make a compelling case for a correspondence of or distance model of education, but the letters of the New Testament are quite different from the contemporary cottage industry of online seminary education. Yes, distance learning also helps missionaries stay in the field, but why not bring our incarnational seminaries to the mission field? Similarly, larger seminary campuses might also struggle with the kind of life-on-life educational model presented in this book, but it is not impossible. Consider the Oxford-Cambridge model, which has subdivisions of smaller schools by individual discipline. Perhaps the most promising suggestion for the future of seminary education is church-based theological education. Open quote. The best of these programs combine spiritual formation, theological analysis, and the practice of ministry. Close quote. However it looks, it is the hope of this book that incarnational seminaries will continue to thrive in order to train up the next generation.